KQED.
Trafficking in nickels and dimes may not seem profitable, but people from out of state are bringing recyclable cans and bottles into California by the truckload to earn the bottle deposit on top of the price for scrap. Rowan Moore Garrity has the story.
Randy Mitchell takes a break from sorting shopping carts full of bottles and cans behind the Green Day Recycling Center in India. He says it was a good night for collecting recyclables in front of houses around town.
About 200 pounds of glass, maybe 8 pounds of cans, maybe 25 of plastic.
But that takes as many as 8 or 10 hours of work and a lot of practice. Mitchell's haul netted about $93. Others are making tens of thousands of dollars driving recyclables in from out of state.
We do get people coming by with loads of aluminum from Arizona. Arizona does not pay CRV, neither does Nevada.
Dave Boggs owns Green Day. CRV stands for California Redemption Value. That's the nickel you pay the state every time you buy a can of soda, and the nickel you get back for recycling each can. All told, CRV adds up to about $1.1 billion every year.
What you see in places that don't have CRV recycling or deposit refund programs is you see more litter.
Bevan Ashenmiller is an environmental economist at Occidental College. She says CRV boosts California's recycling rates. But it also makes it possible to double your money by driving into California from neighboring states. CalRecycle estimates that fraud costs the program roughly $60 million a year.
It means that a couple of really bad people are going to kill a program that is probably the best thing we have right now.
Further down Interstate 10 towards Los Angeles, I visit the Fontana Recycling Center, which earned a reputation as being a place that took aluminum from out of state.
Hello. Hi there.
Can I help you?
I'm doing a story about recycling and recycling fraud.
They refused the interview. Since 2010, Fontana Recycling Center and nearly 50 others have had their licenses revoked by the state deposit program. In a settlement, Fontana's owners had to pay more than $1.5 million in fines to the state. Undercover law enforcement agents sold Fontana Recycling truckloads of aluminum cans in Arizona. And CalRecycle documented instances where one person brought in more than 500 pounds of aluminum, the legal limit, day after day after day.
That just brings a red flag up. Where'd you get all these cans?
Green Day's Dave Boggs again. By law, recycling centers are required to reject material that they have reason to believe comes from out of state. But there's no way to tell from the cans themselves.
The potential for fraud is huge. 23 billion beverage containers that are sold outside of California are labeled with CRV.
That's John Halligan, CalRecycle's chief of enforcement. He says recycling centers have every incentive to turn a blind eye and take in as much material as they can.
Volume is king in this industry. If you can consistently provide a source of high-volume material, you're going to command a higher scrap price.
But CalRecycle is working with legislators to reduce the per-person limit. It's also formed a partnership with the State Department of Agriculture to monitor vehicles bringing in recyclables from out of state. Supervisor Gilbert Canchola mans a highway checkpoint outside Blythe, just over the state line from Arizona. He has only a second to decide which trucks to stop.
I don't know, maybe it's just a gut feeling.
At Canchola's request, one driver cracks open the back of an 18-wheeler to reveal a wall of plastic water bottles stuffed in garbage bags. He's headed from Phoenix to L.A. He says he's just the driver.
Yeah, I don't know. They just paid me to ship it, man.
The CRV program began with the goal of encouraging recycling as broadly as possible. And it's worked. Now the challenge for the state is to rein it in. For the California Report, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity in Indio.